Turn to Romans chapter 1. Last time we studied in Romans, we got up to verse 20, but we're going to backpedal just a little bit. Going to circle back, as some people say, and start at verse 18. And today's lesson, we'll start with verse 21. So Romans chapter 1, and we'll begin with verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, beginning with today's lesson in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. It's discussing where we started reading this old, discussing how men have been instructed in the things that were not known of God before, and the things that were revealed to them, and they held these things, these precious truths about our Lord, they just didn't worship him as God. And these were the people that had seen all the miracles that he had done, all the things that he had done for the Jews, and yet they turned away from him. They didn't want to acknowledge him, and because that, in verse 21 back, because that when they knew God, see, that's like me. When I was 12 years old, I knew God. I've heard of God my whole life. My mom made me go to Sunday school every Sunday, right? They glorified him not as God. You know, he's a poor little God. He's trying to do this and he's trying to do that. And we have people nowadays that are treating God and talking about God like as if he's trying to do things. When God wants to do something, it is done. There's no trying to it. There is not anything he has ever set out to do that he hasn't done and done it perfectly. He set out to save me before the first words in creation were ever spoke. My name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, was I saved then? No. A lot of people... I haven't known about these people for a long, long time, but there are people that actually believe that I was saved, I just didn't know it. And I didn't know it until the Holy Spirit dealt with me. And that is not true. I was lost. And that's scriptural. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Who is worthy of all glory and praise? I think we're going to have a sermon this morning about praising God and giving him glory and things along those lines. But glorified him not as God. The one who is worthy. And yet, they didn't see it. They knew from all the actions, all the things that he had done, that he has to be God. He has to be all-powerful. And yet, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful. Whoa. Now, I have done things for people, and they have not thanked me. I didn't get my nose open for the most part. And sometimes, you know, you do enough things and you get a little bit perturbed. But and that you think about some things that people have done for you. And, you know, it evens out. People don't really need to thank me because I'm just doing what I can. And anymore, that's not so much. But they weren't thankful. They weren't thankful to God. And every good and perfect gift comes from God. Not just the things that we want, the things that we don't know that we need, he gives to us. He places things in our care. But they weren't thankful and became vain in their imaginations. And we have a lot of vain people nowadays. They think that, look at all that I have accomplished. And they fail to give God glory in anything. And boy, when you understand how powerful God is and how weak and feeble we are, we can't accomplish anything without his help, without his guidance, without his strength and power. But they became vain in their imaginations. Look at me. We have some people nowadays that I think they can't walk past the TV camera without kind of sticking their face in front of it or something like that. It's I get tired of seeing them. So we don't watch actual television. We watch other kinds of television. But anyway, it goes on and says, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now, what does that mean? Their foolish heart was darkened. Well, Jesus is the light of the world. So they have no part with him. And these people here that this is talking about, these were God's chosen earthly people that ignored him. They didn't glorify him as God. They weren't thankful. And they became vain that, you know, it's all me. So they have no part of Jesus. They are their own. And their time is coming. They don't know what true darkness is yet, but they will. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We have a lot of wise people nowadays. And not like me. I mean, I'm pretty smart. All you got to do is ask me, I'll tell you. But these people are wise in things that are simply not true. God would not send somebody to hell. He's a loving God. He wouldn't send somebody to hell. That's funny because he says he will, and I know he doesn't lie. These people that reject God, these people that do everything contrary to the will of God, and you wonder, what are they thinking? They don't realize who God is. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And don't get to be much dumber than that. You know, when somebody is a fool, that's the epitome of dumbness, if that's a word. Connie will tell me later. But they become fools. I am so smart, and sometimes it amazes me. You almost see them thinking, you know, I said that, and it was amazing. And I believe in a lot of cases, men, people are trying to give God a little bit of help. If God would just do things my way, it would be a lot better. Don't you think? No. I'm a pretty smart guy. I'm glad it's not left up to me to run the things that God runs, because his hand is in everything in my life. And Boy, I tell you, without His help, without His guidance, without the Holy Spirit comforting me, without the knowledge that Christ is making intercession for me at the right hand of the Father, boy, I don't know how I could live in this world. Anyway, verse 23, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Okay, here we go. We're going into idolatry. And to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Men try to picture God, and God simply can't be pictured. You usually see his old grandpa-looking thing. I'm grandpa. So, according to them, God could look like me. And that's a chilling thought, I'll tell you right there. But God is not somebody that you can picture and say, well, this is what he looks like. Because we don't know. We don't know. We know he is everywhere. We know he is, well, we know a lot of things about him that he has revealed to us. Yeah, let's go back to okay, verse 20, back to verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. He has revealed to him, he has showed them his nature. He is perfect in every regard, in every respect, and yet that's not good enough. Let's make him look like a man, or let's make him look like a bird, or a four-footed beast, or a creeping thing. You remember the children of Israel, they made a golden calf out in the wilderness. My God isn't good enough. Boy. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, God is not the author of sin. God did not say, okay, you go ahead and sin now. You go ahead and do these evil, wicked things. All he had to do is release his restraining hand. Man is evil by nature. Man, of his own accord, of his own free will, has only done one thing, and that is rebel against God. We need to understand that. But he gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. Not something he caused them to do. He just released them. No more restraining hand on their lives. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And there used to be a time when people understood this. And they did sinful things, and there was actually some shame. People people call it a conscience, but anymore, I don't know whether people have a conscience. I don't know if there's any such thing in a lot of cases. But they dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie. God tells them this, this, and this, and they say no. This, this, and this. And that's not true. Now, there are things that are evil. They are always going to be evil. And people get tied up in these things. There are people that, the one that comes to mind is the one that's going to be talked about mostly here, is homosexuality. And people get tied up in this. And he says it's evil. And they say, no, it's just another lifestyle. And it's not. They say it's all right for men to marry men and women to marry women. God says no. They say, oh yeah. I'm not saying that to hurt anybody's feelings or anything like that, but you know, you got to speak the truth. And that brings it right back around to us. Do we just say, well, you know, God turned them over to a reprobate mind and we don't need to talk to them or anything like that? No. Remember we studied earlier, we are debtors to the Jews and the Greeks. We are debtors. We have a story to tell that they need to hear badly. We need to tell them about the Lord. We need to tell them what he says about these things. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the... hold on a minute. I skipped a little bit. Back in verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, God is going to be praised. He is going to be praised one of two ways. He's going to be praised by your life. He's going to be praised by your death. One or the other. You are going to give glory to God. That is man's sole purpose, is to glorify God. But we changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator. Now, we have a lot of people that worship, and I'm going to use that word, worship, these people that get on the big screen and on the TVs and stuff like that, and they walk around pretend to be something they're not. And people don't realize that. That's not them. They are sinful, evil people. They're not superhuman and they can walk around holding a Jeep in one hand and a Bible in the other. I mean, even the so-called religious movies are contrary to God's word in most cases. And God will be blessed forever. Amen. And verse 26 down. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. You can't go against nature. And we have a lot of people want to call themselves naturalists or homesteaders. Connie and I, we watch a lot of homesteading things, you know, people getting back to nature and all that stuff, and they have their goats and they have their chickens, and we don't have goats and we don't have chickens. We watch goats and chickens on TV. That's as close as we're going to get. But it says here the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. If you go along with nature, then you're going to go along with God. God says, a man and a woman marry. A man and a woman marry, not a man and a man or a woman and a woman. And anymore, I don't know. It might be a man and a pig. I have no idea what they're going to come up with next. You keep thinking, you know, they've reached the end of it. But no, we're not there yet. They've gone against nature. Verse 27, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn with their own lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet or appropriate. It was appropriate, the things that happened to them. You remember what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plains. They were eat up with this sin. And what happened to them? God destroyed them. They received unto themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet or appropriate. They were destroyed. They were burned up, sent into everlasting fire. That's why we need to be talking about, talking to people, telling them about Christ. This is their future. We need to understand it's our responsibility. Again, I'm going to say we're debtors. Who did God give the commission to? Us. We need to go into all the world. You know what? All the world starts right here. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to those, do those things which are not convenient. People don't like to retain God in their mind. If you go to talk to people, about the Lord, in a lot of cases, they will just flat tell you, I don't want to hear that. And you know what? That shouldn't surprise you. I want to hear it every day. But that's not me. That's him in me. He knows I need to be rejuvenated every day, so to speak. He needs to remind me, you know, I saved you from this. These people need to understand what they're looking forward to. And we've been studying in the book of Revelation. And when you talk to a lot of people, mostly younger people, about the Bible and things in the Bible, they first thing you want to talk about is Revelation. And I used to think, well, you know, we really need to be in John, maybe, or something like that. But and I've been thinking here lately, you can tell them, oh, you want to study in Revelation? Okay, this is your future. And you tell them about all the plagues that are going to come and how millions and millions and millions of people are going to die. How they are going to willingly serve Satan. That scares people. It should. But they look at it like it's a story. Now, we tell things that happened in the Bible. And from time to time, I'll call them stories. You know, the story of Samson and Delilah and the story of Moses. And they're not stories. These are things that actually happen. Book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. These are things that, while they haven't happened yet, they are going to. And it's just as sure as if they had already happened. They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. That's what we have nowadays during this pandemic. In a lot of places, they were not allowing church services. And if somebody was concerned and didn't want to come, then I'm fine with them staying away. That's their decision. But for them to tell me that I can't, no. Not in this country, at least not yet. Who would have thought that would have been the case? And they actually had to go to court in California. There was a court case where their governor said that they couldn't have church services at all, period. And the church had a church out there, I don't know whether it was even a real church, went to court. And the court finally said, yeah, you have to let them have church. We need to obey God. They didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to a reprobate mind. I don't know if any of the people listening, most of the people in here are old enough to know what reprobate is. But a reprobate is something disgusting, something vile, something you don't want no part of. And he gave them over to a reprobate mind. Again, he didn't cause them to have a reprobate mind. They already had that. He gave them over to their own mind to do those things which are not convenient, not appropriate, not according to the Lord, not according to nature. Being filled with all unrighteousness. We're going to read a lot of things here, and you can look for your spot. I found mine. I know which one fits me the most, but this fits a lot of us, you know. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, and unmerciful. Now that just about covers everything, doesn't it? Pretty close. And we'll start with just unrighteousness. We're not going to hit all these. Being filled with all unrighteousness. That's the things that we do that are for our pleasure, not God's pleasure, for God's glory. When we do things that are contrary to the Word of God, we need to understand when we go places and do things, you know, the Holy Spirit is with us. Are we going to take the Holy Spirit into some of the places we go to? Are we going to have the Holy Spirit hear some of the conversations that we have? Do we want the Holy Spirit? And by the way, don't think that he doesn't hear them anyway. God knows everything. Fornication. Boy, that's a big one nowadays. People are shacking up. You got men wanting to marry men and women wanting to marry women and men and women not wanting to marry anybody. They just want to live together. That's not the way it works out. Wickedness. Now that's a broad thing there, isn't that? You don't think about things like, you know, if you're a child of God, and church is having services, and you stay home for no reason. I'm saying no reason. Other than that you just don't want to go. That is wickedness. A lot of these other things could be put, lumped in with this wickedness. You know, murder is wickedness. Robbery is wickedness. Profanity is wickedness. A lot of these things fall in with that, but covetousness. I want what Joe's got. Now, I have wanted a lot of things in my lifetime. One of those was a Corvette. And what the Lord gave me instead of a Corvette was much better, much better. But we need to understand, Connie and I were talking here probably last week. I said, you know, as poor as we are monetarily, look at all the things that he's given us. I mean, yeah, and not just the physical things, look at the spiritual things he's given us. Maliciousness. People do things anymore just to be mean. I mean, that's the only way to put it. People are just mean, full of envy, murder. Well, as far as I know, nobody here has murdered anyone. Might have come close a time or two. Some of you women, you know, wanting to murder your husband because he didn't pick his socks up or something like that. Debate. I wondered about that one. Debate about the things of God. You know, if the Bible says don't do this, then the debate is over. You don't do that. If the Bible says you do this, then you do that. The debate is over. You don't debate with God. Deceit. Malignity. Whisperers. Now, this isn't talking about people whispering when the Sunday school teacher is up here doing his best to try to give a Sunday school lesson and somebody's going, now, that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about, it goes along with the next one in verse 30, backbiters. When you talk about people behind their backs, and sometimes not so much behind their backs. If you got a brother or sister and you got something against them, you don't go around going, you go to them. You let them know you got a problem. I mean, the Bible is clear on what you're to do. Haters of God. And that is a very, very, very large percentage of our population now. They hate God. Despiteful. Proud. Look at me. Look at me. Look at all the things I've accomplished. Boasters. Now, I am a pretty handsome guy, but I don't go around telling everybody how handsome I am or anything like that. I need to understand, you know, that the looks I have, whatever they are, is the looks that God gave me. And there are some people that the things that they used to talk about women that use makeup, these guys would say they were putting on their war paint, like they're going out to battle. Now, our war paint should be God's word. We need to be just covered in it. We need to be just buried in it, you know. Everything, the things of God. Inventors of evil things. I think these people are going to have to disappear soon because I can't think of anything else they can come up with. But I've said that before, and they did. So I'll let that stand. Inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. Now you notice that's right in here with murderers, haters of God, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Woo! People don't realize sin is sin. God is perfect. He will not tolerate sin. Verse 31, without understanding. Now, why is that? There are things of God that we can understand. Even God's people. There are a lot of things about God we don't know. But there are some things we do know. And things we should know. And yet, we don't want to learn. How do you learn? You learn in God's Word. You read about Him. About the things that He has done for us. About the things He wants us to do. About, well, not wants, He commands us to do. We got the 10 suggestions right over here on the wall, don't we? No, it's the 10 commandments. He said, do this. He didn't say, if you feel like it, or if it's convenient, or whatever. Verse 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable. That means that they can hold a grudge. That's what that means. They can hold a grudge like forever. I imagine there's a rabbit somewhere on 23 that's holding a grudge against our pastor. He said, I was in the road. He saw me plainly, and yet he ran into me. But unmerciful. See a lot of that anymore, too. In verse 32, finally, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Now, this isn't talking about just being put in a grave. This is eternal death. Worthy of death. Not only do the same, they not only do the same things up here that we just talked about, but have pleasure in them that do them. They want to bring everybody else down with them. And in every one of our lives, there has been a time when we were guilty of some of these. Now, maybe we're doing a lot better now. And that's great, wonderful. The Lord is really blessed. But at one time, we had pleasure in them, the people that did these things. And there are still people that claim to know Christ as Savior that say they support these things. You know, they just living their life. And, yeah, that's true. They're living their life, but they're not living it for the Lord. Anyway, we will probably continue on with chapter 2 because it goes right along with chapter 1. I was just going to do Romans chapter 1 because there was so much in it. But probably next Sunday, we'll just continue on and start chapter 2. I don't know if we'll do all of chapter 2, but we'll do a good bit of it anyway. Anyway, everybody stay tuned. Pastor's going to have a great message in about 5 minutes.